Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Okay, I thought that we would just try to at least open up, start a sugya here of that's very difficult to understand, and at least go over some of the nakudas so that we could at least chew on this for life, so to speak. That is the sugya of the nazir. The nazir is a is perhaps the most perplexing character in the Torah in terms of understanding what his role is. In this week's parsha, we have a person who abstains from wine, from yayin, abstains from tumas mace, not to expose himself to tumas mace, and he lets his hair grow long. Right? And in the Torah, we have a few images of Nazirim, not enough to really paint a clear picture for us. We have, on the one hand, we have Avshalom, who was a Nazir. His hair was very long, and Avshalom really didn't do all that well, right? He was the rebellious son of David HaMelech. And we have Shimshon, who he was definitely a Shofet B'Yisrael and a Tzadik Yisod Olam, but it seems like almost he was being contained. Anyone who reads the Psukim and Shoftim understands that Shimshon was somebody who sort of needed to be in a certain way in order to keep his all of his Kedusha and his energy. I find the parsha of Shimshon one of the hardest to read. It's almost like, I don't want to say what it seems like, you know, like a super powered man. The psukim themselves, without the Torah Shebaal Peh, you can get lost in Shimshon. But the idea of Shimshon definitely is an image of somebody who needs to be contained. Definitely not what you would say seems to be something that's ideal for everyone to do. But then you have Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was a Nazir as well. And Shmuel was the quintessential Ovid Hashem, Misharis of Hashem. Shmuel was Mamash Shavek, Moshe V'Aaron, Chazal say. So obviously Shmuel's Naziris was one that he steiged from. Now, I'm going to go over some steeras with you, some contradictions, and we'll try to resolve it, but in no way, shape, or form am I saying conclusively that I know what the answer is to this puzzle. But first, I'd at least like to present the puzzle. The Gemara tells us, and the Rambam seems to paskin this lahalacha. I'll read to you a Rambam in Hilchas Deis. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Deis says, Shema Yomer Adam, lest somebody say, Hova taiva vakava v'chayotavim derech rahin, since desires of the world are bad, and motzinas adam in ha'olam, they can take a person out of his world, efrosh v'em b'yoser, I will become an ascetic. An ascetic, right? Big English word. Someone who removes himself from physical pleasures. V'esrachik l'tzada achron, and I'll go to an extreme in this area. Ad shelo yochel baser v'lo yishte yayin v'lo yisa isha, right? Like a monk, lahavdil, ben kodesh l'chol. No baser, no wine, no marriage. V'lo yeshe bedira naya, I won't have a nice home. V'lo yilbosh malbosh naya, I won't wear nice clothes. Ela sak v'atzemer, I'll wear sackcloth and wool. Hakosha, scratchy wool. This is the guy who wants to go for the gold. The Rambam's dealing with him. Kigon komre edom, like monks. The Rambam here, I don't know if this was edited out of the original Rambam. There was a lot of editing work. I would have to check this up. My guess is that this is in the newer editions, brought back from the censors, like monks. Right, a lot of the censorship. There is a Rambam that talks about Yeshu Yashka Hanotzri, Yeshu Hanotzri explicitly in Hilchos Malachim. It was edited and then it was replaced into the Frankel Rambam. But imagine this as well. I didn't look it up, but it's if I was a betting man, Komre Edom is explicitly referring to Krakshtin monks. Gamzu Derech Ra. This is bad. This Mahalach. Ba'aser Leilech Ba. The reason I'm quoting a Rambam is because this is not a Dvar Torah. Okay. People who know me know that I don't like Dvar Torahs. Dvar Torahs are like, you know, these things you just throw out there without understanding what you're supposed to do in life. This is not a Dvar Torah. The Rambam's paskening in Hilchos Deis that this is an us. It's usser to be a person who deprives himself in this way. Usser. Pasanin lahalach. Hamahalak b'derech zu nikra chote, and he's considered a sinner if he does this. Harehu Omer bin Nazir. What's the Rambam's raya? This is why we're bringing this. The Rambam's pasanin this. This is so much different than just saying a dvar Torah. The Rambam's pasanin in Hilchos Deis. Harei Amru bin Nazir. The keeper alav me'asher chatal nefesh. He needs a kapara for what he did wrong. What did the poor guy do wrong? Amru chachamim ma'im nazir shelo pirish elamin ayayin. All the nazir did was deprive himself of wine. Tzarech kapara. He needs a kapara for this attitude. Hamonea asmo mikol davar. Somebody who deprives himself from every worldly pleasure. Alachas kama v'kama. Even more so. Wow. This is amazing. To me, I always come to the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who settles you and lets you know what's really the direction of Hashem. What's a Dvar Torah and what's a life chazal that's directing your life. The Rambam's saying that the Parsha of Nazir is not recommended to the extent that we're passing la halacha that anyone who imitates such a behavior is a chote. That's how he's passing. And then he continues, L'fikach tzivu chacham shelo yimna adam atzma l'midvarim shemana haTorah. A person should only keep away from himself the things that the Torah kept away from him. V'lo ye'oser atzma b'nedarim shvuas. He shouldn't add nedarim and shvuas. Kach amru chachamim lo dayecha masha asr haTorah. It's not enough what the Torah asr for you. And the Mesilas Yesharim in Precious reiterates this point in a totally different way, which we don't have time to get into right now. Most certainly the Rambam is stronger, is much stronger than the Mesilas Yesharim over here. But the Mesilas Yesharim also brings this as a raya, that's not a goal, to be mitzayer yourself. Okay, on the other hand, an opposing viewpoint is the Ramban in this week's parsha. The Ramban knows all these chazals. He knows what to pick, and he knows what to tell you. And the Ramban on the pasuk, V'tam ha-chatas she-yakriva nazir. Why does the nazir bring a chatas? Now, what did we just read? Why does a nazir bring a chatas for kapara? What? For the actual naziris, right? Meaning he wasn't able to curb himself in a normal way, and therefore, in some way, he needs a kapara for his extreme behavior as being an ascetic. Someone living in the hills, right? So to speak. Listen to the Ramban. V'tam ha-chatas she-yakriva nazir b'yom malos yimein Israel. Why does the nazir bring a chatas? Al derech ha-pshat, ki ha-ish hazeh chote nafsho b'malos nazirus. This person is sinning at the end of his nazirus. Not at the beginning of his nazirus, not during his nazirus, but when he finishes his nazirus, he's doing a chet. Why? Ki hu ata nazir mikdushas v'avodas Hashem. He's now been a very holy person for all this nazir period. V'roi ha'ilo she'yazir la'olam. He should stay like this with his long hair, abstaining from wine, and Thomas Mace his whole life. And now he's ending this process. He's lowering his level of Kedusha. Ke'inyin sha'amar v'akim ibnechem le'nevim v'bachreichem le'nezirim. The Ramban brings a pasuk in Amos, which a lot of the other Mephorshim do not learn as a praise for a Nazir. The Ramban says, look, the word Navi and Nazir are used together. Hishva oso akos of the Navi. A Nazir is like a Navi. Kedichsiv kol yimei Nizro kodesh ulashem. So why does he need a kapara? Because he stopped being a Nazir. Wow, can you get a more extreme machlokas than this? This is quite extreme. Right? And the Ramban in his sleep could have quoted you the Gemara Nedarim that says that the kapara of a Nazir is because of his attitude to deprive himself from the world. So there are two diametrically opposed viewpoints here on a Nazir. And again, I'm not gonna tell you I have the answer, but we'll go slowly. The Nitziv also goes with the more negative approach. He says on the Pasuk, Ki yafli lindor neder nazir. What's the word yafli? So hafla is a lot of times is the word for nedarim, but the Nitziv learns it's the word pele. Pele is something out of the norm. What's the translation of the word pele? A wonder. Or, I don't want to use such a negative term, but let's use the word a freak. Even though it's not the usual word for pele. But pele is anything out of the ordinary. It's not just a miracle, it's something bizarre. Says the Nativ, why does he use the word kiafli? This is not a condoned parsha, being a nazir. Ela b'derech pella. It's considered a wonder. He needs it for a little bit of his life to get himself together. So it's considered bizarre. It's not considered part of the norm, so it's called a pella. It's called a pella. So perhaps we could explain, based on a yesod from the Sam Derech. Oh, let's just bring another. From the Sam Derech. The Sam Derech quotes Rav Daniel of Kelm. Rav Daniel died al pi kiddush Hashem, and when the Sam Derech wanted to really express the greatness of the Kelm based Medrash, he did it through this vart. He brings the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Tes, an amazing Gemara, and with this Gemara, what might be a link to how to understand this sugya. There is a Tosefta in Nazir Perek Dal Mishnah Vav. Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said, "Miyamei lo achalti Hashem Nazir Tame ela echad." I never ate from an Hashem Nazir ela echad. Why? Because he felt that a Nazir regrets what he did, and he didn't want to get involved in his naziris. He's not going to do his next naziris. And it was a chashash that the karbonos are not good karbonos. Whatever it was, he felt the nazirim weren't sincere. We're not going to get into that. But pamachas, he saw a real nazir. Ba adam nazir min adarum. From the south came a nazir. Vera'isav shu yafei nayim. He was a gorgeous person. Beautiful eyes. Vitov roi. Like, really handsome person to look at. Vikivsos of Siduris lo taltalim, and he had beautiful locks of hair. Amarti lo bani mara isa lahashkis sarecha zuhana. You could do well with a haircut, you know, a little nice bangs, whatever. You know, this matzav here. I mean, you know, if you were a hard heavy metal guy in the '80s, so maybe the nazir look would have gone. You know, but it didn't go that far. They still have that look, just long hair. Yeah, it's still there. Okay, it's a tzarech ian. According to the Torah, that's not a mahalach. That's not called b'chlal a mahalach in hair. Okay, tzarech ian. All the things in this generation break the rules anyway. Break all rules, right? Everything that's bad is good. You buy pre-ripped jeans, and now somebody told me after the shmooze that you buy. I was saying that the Gemara says you can't have tfias ayin if you wear clothes that show the stitches. They told me now they're making the clothes so you could see the stitches on the outside. It's partially why they're doing this, by the way. They're trying to clothes now, maybe we'll get to this next week, but clothes now is becoming a representation of lack of kavod. The whole point of wearing clothes today is to express tears and stitching and like that I'm not expressing anything, that I'm really cheap. Okay, something to think about. Oversized clothes and everything. There's no, you know, well, maybe we'll talk about that next week. How do we get on? Oh, because of the hair. Fine. The hair. So he says, someone like you, a handsome guy like you, should be getting a nice haircut. So he says, no, I'll tell you my story. Amrli roa hayisi, I'm a shepherd. La'aba be'iri, to my father in the city. Halachti lamalos mayim in amayin. I went down to the well, to the spring to get some water. V'nistakalti b'boshli, and I saw my reflection. I saw, right, mirrors in those days. I saw actually a mirror from I think the 1800s. Mirrors were not very good and not very common, right, because it required a lot of work. Today we have mirrors. Mirrors are extremely cheap. Mirrors were considered a sign of aristocracy in the old days. A lot of times you didn't see yourself. You did not see yourself for a long time. So he looked in this boat, the pach and pachazalai yitzri, and my yitzer hara overcame me when I saw my beauty. Well, I am one good-looking guy, right? Ubikish the tardanim in olam, and he wanted to take over. The yitzer hara saw how good-looking I am, and he wanted to grab the wheel. Amarti lo, I said to my yitzer hara. Listen to this amazing lush. Russia, you yitzer hara, you Russia. Lama atam isgaya ba'olam she'enu shelcha. Why are you being so arrogant in a world that's not yours? Shame on you. Bimishu astilios rima talea. Eventually you're going to go to the grave. This beauty is not going to last. And look at you. You're trying to sell me the Brooklyn Bridge. You're trying to tell me that this is where the party is at. Ha'avoida. I know what I have to do right now. Shegalechecha l'shamayim. Eventually I'll take this beautiful hair, and at the end of my desires I will sacrifice it to be burnt. L'chavod Hashem. So when Shimon HaTzadik saw this, Miyada Madati, beautiful Lashon, V'nashakti val rosha, I kissed him on his head. Beautiful story. V'amarti lo bini, my son, Kamocha yirbu noizrei nazirus b'Yisrael. There should be many nazirim like you in Yisrael. Alava kasav omer ish kiyafli lindor nazir l'Hashem. You are the idyllic nazir. You are what the pasuk had in mind. So here we already are finding a bridge. Why is this a bridge to our question? Because it's very clear that Shimon HaTzadik has met bad nazirim, right? Because in general, he's abstaining from eating the karbonos of nazirim. But on the other hand, it seems like he found the man who the parsha was made for, so to speak. So now, if we study this story, perhaps we will be able to answer our question. That on the one hand, we have the Rambam pasling lahalacha, that the nazir is a manifestation of an extreme behavior that's ultimately usser. And on the other hand, we have the Ramban, that this man is a Navi Lashem. He's a prophet. He's a holy man. And he has to have a kapara for ending this great achievement. And here we have somebody who, Shimon HaTzadik, who knew the sugya of Nazir. He had problems with a lot of Nazirim, and he finally found one. So let's try to figure out how we can answer all this up. And I believe this is what Rav Daniel of Kelm, Hashem Yikom Damo, said. And Rav Simcha Zitzel Broidy Zatzal said this really reflected the greatness of Kelm, this var, the greatness of the people of Kelm. He said, Shimon HaTzadik saw something very impressive about this Nazir. What did he see about this Nazir? He said, this Nazir didn't just measure things good and bad. This Nazir, look what he said to himself. Rasha, lama ta misgaya ba'olam she'eno shalcha. He thought, his perspective on life was, this is not the real world. There's a great world that's a world of achieving in Ruchnias, and you're sending me to the wrong world. He wasn't trying to curb his Yetzirah saying, it's not Kedai because there's an Onesh, there's a punishment for being a Baal Taiva or this. He was telling his Yetzihara, you're in the wrong place. The party is over here. You're trying to convince me to invest in a place that's not mine. That's not a place that I want, Bichlal. He had a very lofty way of viewing things. That what is the Yetzihara trying to do? Not to get me to enjoy something. What he's trying to do is take me out of my own life. And this Nazir, his goal was Na'ah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut you out of my life. I'm going to prevent you from being here, and I'm going to live my own life. The reason I'm setting up a Naziris is so that no one can convince me that there's some other place where the party is at. But he's not talking about sitting there wanting to have wine or not to have wine. It's about choosing a proper existence. I'm going on this track. And Rav Daniel of Kelm Zatzal said when Shimon HaTzadik saw that this such a lofty statement, not just, oi, I'm going to do an Aveira, the Yetzirah is going to get me, Chas V'Shalom. No, Russia, you're causing me to have a life that's not my own. He said, somebody with such a deep and lofty perspective on Naziris, that's a Kaddush. What's the whole definition of a Kaddush? A Kaddush is someone who's separate. He's not separate because he wants to put himself in pain, this guy. He's not thinking about pain. Fakert. The pain for him is to be living a life that's not his own. So technically, is he preventing himself from drinking wine? Yes. But is he experiencing any pain? Absolutely not. You know, we come back to this story that I've quoted here in the past, which I like very much, which Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva Ber Yankiv, this girl, there was a shidduch, and the bakr said, this girl's amazing, she's ready to be moser nefesh, and this and that, and she's going on and on. And Rav Moshe Shmuel was listening to this, he says, be mavatel the shidduch right away. This is not a good shidduch. He's like, Rebbe, this is what we talk about all the time, Mesiras Nefesh. He says, if a girl is talking about wanting to be moser nefesh, to inflict pain on herself, that's not the type of girl you want. You want a girl who wants you to learn to the extent where she's smiling, not where she's frowning and she's going, hinini mamuchan mazumin, I want my husband to be talmud chacham, I'm willing to inflict pain on myself. That's the approach of being mitzayer yourself. Such a chayim where somebody's ruchnius they chose as a form of pain is one where you don't want that. If you're living a life of the richness of Torah, you want somebody, a partner who appreciates the elevated status. I was by Rav Aaron Leib, who's somebody who really has never experienced Olam Hazeh in his life. Rav Aaron Leib, he had to leave Kamenetz. He had to leave Kamenetz because there was so little food in Kamenetz that he was forced to fast for 4 days a week. And he could only manage to fast for 3 days a week. He didn't fast as an ascetic. When he fasted for 3 days, Rav Aaron Leib, you know why he fasted? He just pasha wanted to learn in front of Rav Baruch Ber, and there was no food. So it was a technicality by him. It was not the point that he was shooting to inflict pain on himself. He wanted Rav Baruch Ber. And technically, there's no food over there. But that wasn't what was going on by him, that his goal was to, like the Rambam says, inflict pain on himself because Kavod and Tavod are good. He didn't hear that. If somebody would have given him a meal, fine. But he wanted to learn by Rav Baruch Ber, whatever that took. Somebody who's living like that, so then there's no tsar over here. And perhaps this is what the Sforno is alluding to. The Sforno, again, everyone's dealing with these issues. The Sforno is very not into everyone. Definitely like the Rambam, we're not into causing pain on ourselves. The Sforno says something interesting over here. He says, why are you depriving yourself of wine? Says the Sforno, lo yisagif atzmo b'tzom. You shouldn't fast. He's highlighting the Torah doesn't make a nazir fast. Shememai b'malecha shemayim, kidiv reimzal. You'll end up doing less avodas Hashem if you fast. You won't have koach. V'lo yitzar gufo b'makas prushim. And it never says to inflict pain on yourself. Aval yafresh atzmo min hayayin. Just keep away from wine. Shebezeh u'memayitis atayva ma'od u'machnia yitzro. V'lo yatish kochu b'zeh klal. You won't lose any of your strength from this. You'll just keep away problems. What the Sforno's over here doing is bridging this gap as well, which is that keeping away from wine is not a life of deprivation. It's simply a life of focus, right? If you think about the least focused people in the world, it's the people who drink. Drinking is a simen. Alcoholism is a simen of lack of focus. People who are focused don't really have time to drink and don't have that need of forgetting what life is about. Alcoholism is a lack of focus. A nazir who's being menazir himself, lekodesh, he has too much to do to be busy with wine. He can't afford. Like the Lashon, there's a Lashon that the Ksav v'Kabbalah quotes from the Ramah. Lo yira be'enai Hashem im mishu shosa yayin. Hashem doesn't have a problem with people who drink wine. Lo kiderach hashichrus, if they don't get drunk. V'ametiv libo bo lefkok stichol atara. If I care, wine can open you up. Kol inyan naziris nemer ach v'rach l'mishiyar mefachin miyitzrim is gabra lav bokerli nazir me'anaz olam. The whole purpose of Naziris is a fear of getting drunk. It's the fear of losing focus. Wine itself is something that can open up a person's mind, and fakir, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Rambam at least, of drinking wine, according to others, mitzvah d'rabbanan. But bizmaneinu, if a person has a glass of wine on yontif, or maybe even two, he's mekayim the mitzvah simchas yontif, he's mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa, of just opening himself up. He's opening himself up. So the nazir removing himself from wine is not from that, but he's trying to prevent the lack of focus, so to speak. What the Rambam's talking about is somebody who systematically is trying to focus on the pain, on the removing himself from Olam Hazeh. There are two ways you could do something. You could say, I'm not going to enjoy Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is bad. Or you can say, I have a life to live. I don't have time for this. The good Nazir is saying, I don't have time for a lot of things. I just don't have time for that. I want to be in a place where I can grow and do and that. And the bad Nazir is somebody who's into the pain. He feeds off of that pain. Like the Mesilas Yesharim writes, he's the type of parish who believes you have to do something. You have to become, you have to make yourself know that you did something very Jewish by inflicting pain on yourself. And perhaps this is the answer. The answer is that both, of course, both approaches are right. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. These are not stiras just in Rishonim, these are stiras in Chazal itself, which Chazal are opening up that there are two types of Nazirim. There's a Nazir Kadosh Hashem, Shmuel Hanavi. Definitely his Naziris allowed him to become Shmuel Hanavi. And he's Kadosh Hashem, and that's the Ramban's camp. And then you have the Rambams, and these are people who are muvdal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're not talking about Olam Hazeh. And then you have the people who are such Bali Taiva that they're out of control. That's the Netziv's Nazir. He's a Pella. This guy, he's a danger. He's a menace. We've got to get him in a diet that will keep him under control. That's not what it's meant. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. That's the guy who's more in the gutter, so to speak. And in the Rambam's world, somebody who's being Mitzara himself. So again, definitely the Rambam's passing the halacha one way. But I think in Havana Sadvarim, we could set up Siyata Dishmaya, two different Mahalchim and Naziris, one that's more Shaykh to Kadosh Lashem, and one that's more Shaykh to Chatas.